This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's the most serious federal criminal case involving a Michigan charter school, and that's the assessment from the Michigan Department of Education. Traverse City optometrist Stephen Ingersoll is scheduled to go on trial tomorrow on 7 criminal charges of bank fraud and tax evasion. Reporter Chastity Pratt Dossie has been digging into these charges and what led up to them in her story for Bridge Magazine. Chastity, who is Stephen Ingersoll?
Stephen Ingersoll, we call him a Traverse City businessman because he obviously started his first charter school in Traverse City. But he has a lot of business dealings in Bay City and a second charter school he founded there. Optometrist has some real estate development deals going on in Bay City that, have their own set of controversies attached to them. But he got in on charter schools very, very early. Started, I think, in 1996, developing his first charter school, the Grand Traverse Academy in Traverse City.
And then set up this management company called Smart Schools.
Right. Smart Schools Management is a full-service management company that essentially operates the two charter school, or operated, I should say, founded the two charter schools, the Grand Traverse Academy and the Bay City Academy.
And Grand Traverse Academy and Bay City Academy are founded on some ideas that Stephen Ingersoll has about education?
Right. Again, he's optometrist by profession, and he developed a theory called integrated visual learning. And essentially, it's visual therapy, it's light therapy, mixed with some cognitive methodology and therapies. Really, what they're saying is better visual thinking leads to better learning. If you can visualize and understand what you see, then you'll be a better learner. And some of his, I guess, literature about integrated visual learning, they claim to have assessed and addressed learning disabilities like ADHD with this, you know, theory and methodology.
And he brought in Lake Superior State University as his authorizer.
Correct.
How has that relationship gone?
Well, Lake Superior State is one of the 11 authorizers that the Michigan Department of Education is considering suspending because of issues with either academics or oversight. So
they're on the thin ice list.
They're
with
on
the
thin ice list with the Department of Education, yes.
How did Stephen Ingersoll come to be in the center of this huge fraud trial?
It actually started, the FBI, the federal investigators, got onto it because when he was looking to start Bay City Academy back in 2010, 2011, he took out a construction loan. And it was for $1.8 million. That construction deal involved his brother, who was a subcontractor, and some other partners. So they were going to turn a church in Bay City into a school for Bay City Academy, going back 2010, 2011. Borrowed $1.4 million. Well, the feds alleged that he took some of that money through several different channels. He and his wife and his brother and some friends took some of that money that was loaned to construct Bay City Academy and funneled it into his personal joint bank account and used that money to pay back the Grand Traverse Academy. Yeah, you're looking at me strange, Cindy. The feds are saying he robbed Peter to pay Paul.
My mother used to say that all the time.
Your mother's analogy would fit here. The feds are alleging that he took money from Grand Traverse Academy because he had access to their account. He prepaid himself. He advanced himself, and he owed them money back. And so he took some of this construction money from one charter school and paid back the other charter school. It's complicated, and that's the simple version.
And as I read your story for Pridge, Ingersoll's attorney says, yeah, we did all of that. And by the way, it's legal.
His attorney in Traverse City, Jan Getz, says they don't refute the feds' allegations for how the money moved. But they say, look, in the state of Michigan, charter schools are a public-private partnership. And as the management company, yes, he had access to their funds. Their audits worked out every year. What's the problem?
And the schools now have cut their ties with Smart Schools Management. But I gather from reading your story, board members, who a lot of them are, by the way, optometrists, I noticed, are still supporting Stephen Ingersoll.
So Bay City Academy, I think they still have Smart Schools, but he, Stephen Ingersoll, apparently stepped down from being involved in running their operations at Bay City. Grand Traverse Academy cut ties with him altogether. A federal investigation will do that.
Yes.
And at that instance, essentially, with Grand Traverse being, you know, mentioned all up and through that indictment, they cut ties with him. However, one of his business associates continues to manage it with a new management company.
I am talking with reporter Chastity Pratt-Dossie about her story for Bridge Magazine, looking at what's been called the most serious federal criminal case that involves a Michigan charter school since the state okayed charter schools in 1994, as we look at the impending trial of Traverse City businessman optometrist Stephen Ingersoll. You note in your story for Bridge, Chastity, this case comes pretty hard on the heels of the huge series of stories that Detroit Free Press did that looked at the nearly $1 billion in state taxpayer money that the charter schools get with very little accountability or transparency over that, how the money is used. So how is this case playing with both critics and supporters of charter schools?
Well, the supporters are saying, you know, we have accountability. The fact that the school board and Grand Traverse cut ties with him, the fact that the authorizer asked some hard questions, this shows that we have accountability. You got to let the process play itself out. Well, critics are saying, how can someone put their hands into a taxpayer-funded budget, just advance themselves money and spend it how they want to and say it's okay? There should be more controls. There should be more oversight. So,
because it seems that if indeed the jury in this trial prove and support what Ingersoll's lawyer says, which is, well, it's legal, then it means that the way state law exists now, basically these folks can use the charter school operators can use the money like their personal sandbox.
Well, that is yet to be determined in court, I assume. Charles Brunner, Representative Charles Brunner from Bay City, he was onto this right before it actually hit the indictment. And he used to be a teacher, and he's really, really a strong critic of charter schools. And he's like crazy angry about this. Apoplectic, like banging his head against the wall, saying that this shouldn't stand, this sort of access to public funds. Because in a lot of charter schools, they pay 3% of the state revenues that go into a school to the authorizer for administrative fees. And they take the rest and it goes into the management company's budget and the management company just uses it to run the school. Now, once money goes into a management company's hands, it goes behind the privacy veil of private corporations and you can't really see how it's spent. And that's another issue that was brought up in the Free Press series, another issue that Representative Charles Brunner brings up. When a management company accesses a charter school's funds, removes it from their budget, the school's budget, and puts it into their bank accounts, all deals are off. You can't really see what happens with it.
What could happen, do you think, if this trial goes forward? It's beginning February the 10th?
Yes.
And Stephen Ingersoll is found guilty of bank fraud and tax evasion. What might we see happen as far as the push to reform Michigan's charter school laws?
Well, the Democrats, and there's largely Democrats who are pushing for charter school accountability and charter school reform, are continuing to do so. I would, just talking to Charles Brunner and a few of the others, I would suspect that they would just, you know, continue to push it. Right now, the Republican-led legislature has not moved on any of the Democratic bills to improve or increase accountability in charter schools. So you'll continue to see, I believe, the Democrats push for it. But whether or not the Republican legislature is going to respond is yet to be seen.
Chastity Pratt-Dossie is a reporter for Bridge Magazine. Her big education story on the upcoming fraud trial of charter school operator Stephen Ingersoll can be found at bridgemi.com. Thank you so much, Chastity.
Anytime.